So let's review. The previous mission discussed a machlekes regarding avud b'shas hafrasha. Someone designated a behemoth for a karmah chatas and it was lost. And he designated a replacement chatas and the original chatas was then found before the kapara of the replacement. Rebbe holds achas mentikar of chatas v'ashniya tamas. One behemoth is brought as a chatas while the other behemoth must be left to die because the halacha mishmei Sinai of chatos hamesis applies even to avud b'shas hafrasha. Even if the original chatas was only lost at the time when the replacement was designated, even though it was found before kapara. While the Chacham hold, achas mehentikar of chatas v'ashniya tira. One behemah is brought as a chatas, while the other behemah is left to graze until it contracts a mum, then sold, and the money is used for an oilas nadava, because the halacha mishmei Sinai of chatas hamesis applies only to avud b'shas kapara. Only if the original chatas was still lost at the time when the replacement was sacrificed for kapara, but not if it was found before kapara. The Gemara proceeds with the following halacha. If two behemoths were designated as security for a karmah chatas, one behemoth is brought for the chatas and the other behemoth is left to graze until it gets a mum. As the Gemara explains, this halacha concurs only with Rebbe v'Chacham, and both agree that miskapa ba'achas mehen v'chaver teraya, because their machlekes is only in the case of mafresh li'ibud, where the additional behemoth is a replacement for the avuda. But they agree in the case of mafresh l'achrayis, where the additional behemoth is for security, goes l'nadav. Well, according to Reb Shimon, miskapa ba'achas men v'chaver temesa. One behemah is brought for the chatas, while the other behemah must be left to die, because the halacha mishmei Sinai of chatos hamesis applies to all cases of miskapa ba'acheres. And the Gemara applies this machlekes to the machlekes in the Mishnah's final case of a mafresh chatas v'arehi balas mum. Someone designated a chatas and it contracted a blemish. The Tanna Kamma holds meichra u'mevi acheres tachta. He sells the chatas to be eaten as psuli hamokdashin, and from the proceeds he brings another chatas. Because the Tanna Kamma holds, like Rebbe v'Chacham, that the halacha mishmei Sinai of chatos hamesis does not apply to achrayas. While Reb Lazar Reb Shimon holds, im karvish niya koyin shenishcha to rishayin netamash shekvar kippur balam. If the replacement behemoth was brought as a chatas before the balas mum was slaughtered, the balas mum must be left to die because kapar was already accomplished. And Reb Lazar Reb Shimon concurs with the opinion of his father, Reb Shimon, that the halacha mishmei Sinai of chatos hamesis applies even to achrayas. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that applies the Mishnah's machlekes to the following case. Someone designated a behemoth for a karmah chatas and it contracted a mum, and so he designated another behemoth for the chatas. The tamima is brought for a chatas, while the balas mum is redeemed. And there's a machlekes regarding the sequence of the tamima and balas mum. The Tanna Kamma holds nishchata balas mum actually nizrik damash al tamima muteres, mishan nizrik damash al tamima asura. If the balas mum was shechted before the dam tamima was sprinkled, only then is it permitted to be eaten. But if the balas mum is shechted after zrika, it is forbidden to be eaten because it is considered a chata shekibra b'acheres. While the Blazer Reb Shimon holds a fill of baser balas mum b'kedera b'nizrik damash al tamima yitzul abeis asreifa, the balas mum must be both shechted and consumed before zrika. But if the balas mum is only shechted but not consumed before zrika, the meat is forbidden and must be burned because b'kedusha sekaima, the psula magdashim retains some of its kedusha even after shechita. Therefore, it is still considered echata shekibra b'acheres. And Taisa explains the distinction between the machlekes in the Mishnah and in the Braisa as follows. In the Mishnah's case of a mafresh chatas v'arei balas mum, the tamima's kedusha was transferred from the balas mum, and as a result, the balas mum is reduced to a weaker kedusha. Therefore, both opinions are more lenient, and the Tanna Kamma holds even nishchat balas mum mishen nizuk damash al tamima muteres. And the Blazer Reb Shimon holds nishchat balas mum actually nizuk damash al tamima muteres. On the Braisa's case of Hoyelafonim Shtei Chatois, Achas Tamima v'Achas Balas Mum, the Tamima received its own Kedusha, not from the Balas Mum, and so the Balas Mum retains a strong Kedusha. Therefore, both opinions are more stringent, and the Tanna Kamma holds Nishchat actually Nizuk Damash al Tamima Muteres. However, Mishan Nizuk Damash al Tamima Asura. And Reb Lazar Reb Shimon holds even Nishchat actually Nizuk Damash al Tamima Asura. Hanulach Vlat Chatas Reb Barashim completed the fourth parak of Masechtas Tmura, and will now begin the fifth parak, Ketz Marim Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. One can prevent the firstborn of an animal from acquiring Kedushas Bukhar as follows. If one had a chul, an animal that was pregnant with its firstborn, he can stipulate that if the uber is a male, it should be consecrated for a karbanayla. And then if the firstborn turns out to be a male, he's brought as a karbanayla. Because as Rashi explains, the Bukhar Lakadish Ela Bepeta Rechem, given the Mikara Atvasi Bekedusha Achriti, Sulei Chayla Kedushas Bukhar. The Kedushas Eil is effective immediately when the Uber is inside the womb, while the Kedushas Bukhar would be effective only later when the Uber exits the womb, and therefore the Kedushas Bukhar cannot take effect over the Kedushas Eil. The Gemara refers from the Mishnah. It can only stipulate the Bechor for a carbon Ayla because it has a strong Kedusha, but it cannot stipulate the Bechor for a carbon Shlamim because it has a weaker Kedusha. And the Gemara adds, Hanamil Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, to Chazal HaKrava. This Aram is necessary only in the times of the Beis HaMikdash because since the Bechor is eligible to be brought as a carbon, one is forbidden to reduce the carbon to a lesser Kedusha. However, Bezman HaZed, to Chazal HaKrava. In today's times in which the Bechor cannot be brought as a carbon, the Aram is unnecessary and one is permitted to completely remove its Kedusha. As the Yehuda says, one is permitted to cause a blemish to a Bechor in the womb before it is born and completely remove the Kedusha. And this is most preferable because otherwise if the Bechor remains a sanctified Bechor or an Oila and he waits for a mum, there is a concern for the Asibay L'day Gizav Avoida. In the interim, one might come to share or do work with the Oila. Mishnah continues, and as the Gemara explains, a female animal does not become a Bechor, rather this refers to one who has a Karban Chatas that was pregnant, and he wants to prevent the offspring from becoming a Vlad Chatas that must die. He can stipulate that if the Uber is a female, it should be consecrated for a Karban Shlam, and then if she turns out to be a female, she is brought as a Karban Shlam. The Mishnah continues, Zachar Oilavim Nekeva Zivchei Shlamim. If he stipulated that if the Uber is a male, it should be a carbon oil, and if it's a female, it should be a carbon shlam. The halacha depends as follows. If she gave birth to both a male and a female, the male is brought for carbon oil, and the female is brought for carbon shlam. If she gave birth to two males, but it's not known which was born first, one male is brought for carbon oil, while the other male is sold for the use of a carbon oil. However, the money is chulin because the neder was only for one oil. Similarly, yal d'shtein the kavis, achas mem tikar v'shlam, v'ashneya timachu l'chiyo v'shlam em v'demeh chulin. She gave birth to two females, but it's not known which was born first. One female is brought for a carbon shlam, while the other female is sold for the use of a carbon shlam. However, the money is chulin because the neder was only for one shlam. The Gemara adds, however, that if the mother was a behemoth hektish, and we do know which was born first, then heich ta'aktish oila lehader oila idach nahavi bekedusha se de'ime. The first becomes an oila, and the second receives the kedusha of the mother.